A juvenile has been arrested for making threats targeting the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witness in Beaver Dam. And the Dodge County Sheriff's Office implementing a new policy this month targeting drunken drivers. Joining us on the final segment of the show, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Yesterday morning, two elders of the Kingdom Hall in Beaver Dam at the Jehovah's Witness in Beaver Dam received text message threats at their homes, indicating the meeting that morning and the congregation were going to be blown up. They obviously were concerned about those messages and contacted law enforcement. What happened at that point?
Well, we certainly responded and evacuated the Kingdom Hall right away and ensured the safety of everybody involved. We made it safe and waited for some bomb detecting dogs to come out to sniff the area to ensure that this was a prank. We always have to take them seriously because we will never know. And we don't want to be that agency that shows up and that it does blow up and we didn't evacuate. So we did that. We worked very closely with a number of different resources, including the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, and started looking into some records, and we were able to identify a suspect. It goes to show that, this was from a spoofed phone number. And a lot of people think that just because it's a spoofed phone number from some internet website that we're not going to be able to track that. We did. We identified the suspect and had conversation with that suspect, and the suspect actually confessed to sending the threats. So we're in a good spot. The community is safe. Our deputies and investigators did a fantastic job, and we have the individual identified. And because they're a juvenile, we have to go through the juvenile process in requesting charges, but we are planning to do that.
Was the suspect from Beaver Dam?
No. Outside of Dodge County.
Where?
For now, I'm just going to say outside of Dodge County. I'm just be cautious with this because it is a juvenile and we're still investigating. We want to make sure we get everything put together. But it was somebody that did have connections, but was from outside the county.
All right. How old was the juvenile?
And I don't have the exact age. Teenager, I can tell you that.
Okay. And he confessed, a male?
I believe, yes, it was a male juvenile.
Okay. And did the juvenile say why he did this?
He did. And we're going to keep that for now, just us and wait for it to come out in any court records. But there was no motive of hate or religion or anything like that. Really more of a juvenile prank than anything else. A lot of times you think about these religion-related, that there is some kind of hate group behind it, and we've been able to pretty solidly rule that out.
Right, and you and I talked about this yesterday, that you had made that determination, and I know you wouldn't put that in the press release if you weren't confident because of that, because this was targeted at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witness. And the elders who received the threats are involved in the Spanish-speaking meetings that take place at that location. So the first thing that comes to mind to a lot of people is that this must be a hate crime. But you were confident enough when you talked, after talking with this juvenile, that was not the case.
Right. And it's one of our first thoughts as well when we were responding to this team.
Sure.
So, this really boils down to a prank by a juvenile that had no hate or real malice even behind it, believe it or not. And it's actually a little bit refreshing that it's not something like that. And it is something I don't want to call a minor because it's not. It's still a huge offense, but the motive behind it was very minor. So we're sitting in a good spot and certainly not concerned about that place or the future at this point based off of the information we have.
All right. One thing that law enforcement is concerned about is drunken driving. And you folks are implementing a new policy. And I'm not sure if other law enforcement agencies do this or not, but starting this month, when you arrest someone for drunken driving, You're going to post their names on social media?
Yeah, and really this is nothing new. Many people think that this is something that's outside of the ordinary. But you know, as well as any other media source, that we send out a daily briefing every single day. And every single day we have the individuals named on that briefing. So what's released to you in the media to release as you see fit? I was watching a news broadcast yesterday from one of the Milwaukee television stations with a mugshot with an arrest that occurred the day before. So this isn't anything new. It's just something that's going to be more consistent. We aren't posting them yet. We're going to wait until a little bit later in the month to post them. I'm not saying when, to give anybody a heads up, but the idea is to make sure that people have plenty of advance warning to not go out and make that choice and get behind the wheel of a vehicle while impaired. I have been to far too many of these crashes where somebody has died and I walk up to the car and I've got a dead body, or somebody is being flown out because they're seriously injured. And it's because of another individual that had been intoxicated by some drug or alcohol, got behind the wheel, and they crashed. And it isn't fair to them. It isn't fair to the families. And so now we have to try and find another way, because whatever we're doing isn't working. There's a culture in Dodge County of intoxicated driving, not just in Dodge County, but in Wisconsin, of intoxicated driving. People thinking, well, it's not that big of a deal. You know, people laughing about the fact that they got arrested for drunk driving or making a show out of it. It is a big deal. It's a crime. It's against the law, and it's deadly. And the penalties range from, yes, first offense isn't a crime yet, but for the rest of them, they are. And if you kill somebody, it's a felony, and you can spend a lot of time in prison. And we have to make an impact. We have to do something. We have to get people to recognize that the choice that they make to get behind the wheel of a vehicle has consequences. And so we're going to start posting this. And it's not new across the country. I've seen it in other places in the country where they post every crime. And we're going to start with OWIs. We'll see how that goes. Maybe we do expand it to every crime. But for now, we're going to start there and try to make an impact on the amount of serious and fatal crashes that we have. Because I just, going out to these is one is too many, and we see far too many of them.
And you, what would you say to the person who would argue that a person is innocent unless and until proven guilty, that someone could be arrested for drunken driving and then later found not guilty?
This is a report of an arrest record, which is a public record in Wisconsin. Releasing this information, like I said before, we release it to the media every single day already. We have for 20-some years. And it's out there already. It's allowable by Supreme Court law. The Supreme Court has given a rule on what can be released to the public. And we can release a record of arrest and a booking photo, which is exactly what we're doing. We're not doing any more and any less. Of course, all subjects are innocent until proven guilty. But at the same time, this is an arrest record that we're going to make public, just like everybody has been before. It's just going to be a little bit more public. And so it is perfectly legal. I understand the concerns of what they're saying. But I think we have a court system that can handle this and has handled it for a very, very long time. And it's, again, this is nothing new. A lot of people think that it is new. But it's been going on for years and years, and this will be a little bit more public. That's the only difference.
It's sort of like when newspapers used to publish these arrests. There was a time when that took place, not so much anymore because of what's happened to newspapers over the years. But it's
you're
not,
right.
You're fed up with drunken driving.
Bottom line, that's what it is. I'm fed up with drunken driving, and more so, I'm fed up with what the drunk drivers have done to other innocent drivers on the road and their families. And people who are complaining haven't been out there at the scenes of these crashes when we walk up to a dead body. And then shortly after, a family member walks up, and we have to tell them that their loved one has died, and the result is another driver who is intoxicated or impaired by drugs or alcohol. And that is one of the most difficult things that anybody has to do. And law enforcement, fire, EMS have to do it all the time. And enough is enough. We need to change our culture and not let people think that this is okay, because it's not. It never has been. And people shouldn't be starting to get to that point where they think, no, they just got an OWI just like anybody else. No, it's a big deal, and it needs to stop.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, great to have you on the show.
Have a great day.